my ducks, my swans, welcome to the pond. My name is Dorian, songwriter based in LA, by way of Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm podcasting to you live today from the bed. That's right, it's Sunday. I'm still laying in the bed. I've had a lot of thoughts on my mind and sleeping in. Probably go grab some brunch, but go listen to my new song, Dope, on Spotify. Go type Dorian Dope. Everything will pop up. Make sure you follow me on Spotify as well. I was just sitting here, and one thing that I've been doing lately is when I wake up, I try to meditate. And when I meditate, what I do is I try to get in a frequency that relaxes me and that frees my mind. So just to give you an example, and I'll do that for about 20 seconds, take another breath, do it for about 20 seconds, take another breath. And once I do that, my mind clears of clutter and I'm able to process the world in a way that's more freeing and not orchestrated. And what I mean by that is most of our thoughts are influenced by some sort of outside variable. Television, social media, music, other people's opinions. Rarely does someone really sit down and do an audit of their thoughts and think about what they really want to think about, where it leads to the action where they end up doing what they truly want to do. And I think that's where a lot of unhappiness lies. Because people are trying to do what they think they should be doing as opposed to doing what they truly want to do. And when you do what you truly want to do, go where you want to go, say what you want to say, be with who you want to be with, work where you want to work or not work where you want to work, take that vacation, buy those shoes, eat brunch by yourself, which I'm about to do in about an hour. When you do the things that you truly want to do, you will see the universe will work with you. You will see that the world will work with you. They won't just leave you hanging. The energy of the universe never stands you up. The energy of the universe never disappoints you or lets you down. If you are open and have an invitation to what the world has to offer you, they will always show up for that reservation. I want you to look at your life today and this week that's coming up. It's summer now, most people's favorite season. I want you to think about what's different for summer for you as opposed to fall, winter, and spring. Besides the weather, besides if you have kids being home from school, are you doing anything different in your life to make sure that you're happy? This summer, I want you to dedicate yourself to your own happiness. I want you to be free. I want you to be fluid. If you think about something, I want you to go do it. I don't want you to sit around and wait. Because if you sit around and wait, you're never, ever going to get around to it. And that's going to lead to you being unhappy. I want you to take a week this summer and just do everything that you think about doing. And people are going to argue like, everybody can't do that. What if you want to kill somebody? That's a good point. The better point would be you would have to ask yourself, why do I want to kill somebody? And see the root of that problem. That's what happens when you free your mind. You see the motivation behind your actions or your inactions. Because it all starts with your thoughts. So this week, I want you to do everything that you want to do. And see how you feel come next Sunday. I'm out the pond. Y'all stay true.